news, information, opinions, history, and most importantly, always real. This is Rant EM Radio.
Welcome in, everyone, and gather around. I am about to review the biggest and only wrestling game of 2014, WWE 2K15 for the PS4. I guess if you want to say that the PS3 and 360 game is a different game, then I guess two games came out, but they're from the same people. So the wrestling market has been, and I guess if you want to say PWX got released on Steam or whatever. I don't even know if I can call that a game quite yet. It's in the testing stages mainly, but or at least the revamped one. Anyway, I'm getting too off course here. Basically, this is my WWE 2K15 review. But before I get to that, I just want to thank everybody who listened to last week's show, everybody who listened to the CM Punk podcast, where I gave my thoughts on everything that CM Punk had to say on Colt Cabana's Art of Wrestling podcast. And, you know, that to me was kind of like the episode where I felt like I was back on the rant yelling at people again. And I think it was somewhat of a return to form, and some wrestling gets me to do that, you know, some wrestling just pulls that out of me. I think this was a topic that I was very passionate on, and from the responses I've gotten from you guys, you were very passionate, good Lord. Basically, people were one way or the other on this one, but either side was pretty passionate about it, so it was a pretty important, and still is a pretty important, topic that I'm looking to revisit here down the road. I have an idea to maybe bring in a fan of professional wrestling, an independent wrestler who has just started not too long ago, and then a veteran wrestler who has been to the WWE before. So it's an idea I have. I don't know if it's going to come to fruition, but it's something that I'm kicking around right now. So WWE 2K15 for PS4, I got it the night it launched, and I was pretty excited about this game. The reason I was pretty excited about this game was because this was 2K's chance, and Uke's for that matter. It was 2K and Uke's chance to make a new first impression, to put something out on these next-gen consoles, the PS4 and the Xbox One, that wasn't indicative of the PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360 way of thinking. So I was very excited about this. I played WWE 2K15 on PlayStation 3, and I can tell you that it's pretty much the same as the as WWE 2K14, as WWE 13, as WWE 12, etc., etc. It has the same agenda as those games. It's missing things from WWE 2K14, and the only real reason I can see to pick it up is to play with the new characters, because the motion capture they did for guys like Sami Zayn and for guys like Adrian Neville, it's fantastic. And it does show itself on the PS3, Xbox 360 versions. So I'd say my quick review for that is it's worth, if you're not going to upgrade anytime soon to the PlayStation 4 or the Xbox One, and you don't have WWE 2K14, I'd say WWE 2K15 is worth about $30. Nothing more than that, though. And you can probably find it at $30 pretty easily anyway. So, WWE 2K15 for PlayStation 4, though. I got it, popped it in, and started messing around with it. What did I think? Let's start with the meat and potatoes of the game. With any game review, I like to start with the gameplay. And I can say positively that WWE 2K15, PS4, of course, and I'm going to stop saying that, so whenever I say WWE 2K15 now, you just know that I'm talking about PS4. WWE 2K15 is the best wrestling game I've played, as far as gameplay goes, in a very, very long time. And probably, I haven't had that much fun with playing a wrestling video game, since Fire Pro Wrestling released here in America in 2007. And even then, I think playing it, you know, actually playing the game in that area, it surpasses Fire Pro Wrestling. So, I mean, going back to maybe even 2006, 2005 maybe, you know, this, the way this game plays is so fun because of the way they added these smaller animations and transition animations in, mixed with this new stamina system and chain wrestling thing in the beginning. It feels like you're working a wrestling match now. It no longer feels like bell rings, run, try to kick them, go get a chair. I mean, sure, you could do that if you want to, but actually being able to say, okay, let's start out, we'll chain wrestle. All right, and you know, you can give the computer a little something. Like, oh, I'll let him win this chain wrestle so we can go this little mini game so that we can go back and forth and blah, blah, blah. And there's a mode that actually encourages that, and I'll talk about that in a little bit. But as far as the gameplay goes, it's pretty smooth. It's not all the way there yet, but it's such a great foundation. And what's great about it, too, is that it does take the gameplay from the previous generation of consoles and improves upon it to the point of, it's not brand new, but it feels brand new. And that is quite an achievement to accomplish. So you first thing you do, depending on what size you are, if you're a bigger guy, you're not going to start out chain wrestling. But let's just say it's Sami Zayn versus Adrian Neville, using the latest main event of the NXT broadcast. If it's Neville and Zayn, you're going to start out chain wrestling if you try to grapple. You can kick, you can run, you can do all that. You don't have to immediately go into a chain grapple at all. But you lock up, you do the chain grapple minigame, which you move the joystick around, the right thumbstick, and you'll have a blue dot on the screen in this little circle. And you move the dot around until you find that it becomes red, and you hold it in that place, and it fills up the circle. And whoever fills up the circle first wins that round of the chain grapple. And you go back and forth until somebody wins it twice in a row, and then you break the chain grapple. And usually you do it three or four more times. You'll go back and forth, and then after that you'll be able to do certain moves. Now, you don't have to do this. If you damage your opponent enough without grappling first, you don't go into the chain grappling. And I think the chain grappling is so good gameplay-wise, but it's even better when you're watching the match, just simulating the match. It looks so well done. They'll go into the grapple, and it'll just start. It feels so organic. I think they could use the chain grapple later in the match, too, or some form of that minigame later in the match as well, maybe a rest hold minigame or something like that. But I think it can come back later in the match to help even more with the pacing. There's also a new stamina system. So every time you do a move, it drains a little bit of your stamina. And if you do a big move, it drains a lot of your stamina. If you do a small move, not so much. But you get to the point later in the match where you get tired. And basically you have to have enough stamina to pull off your finishing move, which means that you're going to have to find a way to get yourself a breather, whether that be throw your opponent to the outside, hit him with something, deck the ref and get a chair, deck the ref and just leave the ring. I mean, whatever it is, you're going to find a way to get that stamina up so you can hit your finishing move. Otherwise, you can't. And this not only impacts the game from a damage standpoint, from a timing standpoint, but it also determines the animations that happen. So if you're really tired and you do a scoop slam, as soon as you're done doing the scoop slam, you're going to drop to a knee because you're tired. Or if you do your finisher and you don't have a lot of stamina left, you're going to fall to the ground as well. Now, if you do, let's say you do an RKO and your stamina is depleted, you're both going to lay down flat. Then you, after a very short while, after a second or so, can turn over and crawl to your opponent and drape your hand over your opponent to try to get the three count. You can also do the same thing you could always do, which is pin off the attempt if you have that ability. Skills and abilities are much wider this time around, mainly because of the My Career mode. But when you go in, you can actually buy different things. We'll talk about that later. I don't want to get into that now. But there's more oh my god moments. There's more setup for dives and stuff like that, and it makes a bigger deal out of them, and that's nice, you know. So this gameplay is something I'm very fond of, and I think they can really build on it and make this game a very fun simulation game. But there's going to be some people out there who aren't quite as fond of it. And I've heard several people say, oh, you know, it's too slow. It's, you know, I can't do my usual run attack. And when I can't do that, I don't have the edge on my opponent and I lose. Or the kickout system is harder this time around, which it's the same thing, but some people say it goes a little faster. It is hard in some instances. It's difficult to pull off in some cases. But to those people, I say this is a simulation wrestling game. More than likely, 2K or WWE in some form or fashion is going to come up with an arcade game. I know they have a fighting game coming out on tablets that's in the same vein as Injustice Gods Among Us, which, by the way, that's a free game for PlayStation Plus members on PS4 this month. I downloaded it. I'd never played it before. I'm not a huge fighting game fan, but that's actually a pretty fun game. It's not something I'm going to be playing for a long while, but I believe the story was really well done. Probably one of the better stories I've found in a fighting game that I've played. And not only that, but the fighting is actually pretty fun. It has a somewhat of a tactical side to it. So if you have a PlayStation 4 and PlayStation Plus, don't forget to download that. I guess WWE is trying to do something in that vein. But this game, WWE 2K5, is a simulation game. We need to keep it that way, and we need to head down the path that 2K has set as far as gameplay goes. And we're talking about presentation. That's where we start to go, okay, this game is still stuck in its past. It's okay presentation, but it's what we've seen before. It's not really anything that's like, oh my god, this is much better, this is so much different, because it's not. They have a different menu system, which is a little awkward to get used to at first. I'm still having a little bit of trouble with it at times for certain things that I haven't been in. But, I mean, as far as, you know, that's the way sports games are going as far as their menus, using big blocks. I mean, it looks pretty nice, you know. I can't really complain about the menu system too much. The audio, the commentary from King and Cole, some aspects it's a little better, most aspects it's the same. When you get in the showcase mode, that's what I think we need to have. And I don't know if we're going to get it. Because commentary is very difficult to do. Me being a sports fan, the commentary in sports games, it just takes so much. It takes the recording, it takes the threading, it takes all these different things, all this coding to try to match it up with this certain situation. It's a tangled web. And the commentary in the showcase mode is pretty great. As you'd expect, because they know what the match is, they know what the ending is going to be or has to be, or, you know, they have a template there because the match has happened already in real life. But as far as just, it needs an overhaul of some sort, because there's still lines in there from years and years ago. Certainly there's animations in the gameplay from years and years ago. Although a lot of the animations have gotten better, you have some new motion capture from guys like Cesaro and Sami Zayn and Adrian Neville, and it all looks fantastic. The new motion capture looks great. And the way that they've subtly changed the animations, the speed of the animations and all that, it really makes a difference. Because, I mean, let's face it, with video games, we're looking at them. We use our eyes, so we see these things. You know, we get used to these things, but we also see them every time. So it's just something we get familiar with. But 2K has managed to change it up quite a bit, even if they're very small things. And I'm encouraged for that, because I think the path that they're on is going to lead them to success with this series. The series had gotten so stale. And I know a lot of people like WWE 2K14. I didn't. I particularly like there are, you know, great creation modes in there and everything like that. But as far as the created wrestlers go, to me, they all looked out of place. None of them looked like they belong with the original models in the game. Even some of the best created wrestler makers, their created wrestlers still looked off. You know, they just didn't look, they looked like they were from a different game altogether. And when you would create an arena and put it in universe mode, it would glitch universe mode. And the more created stuff you put in universe mode, the more it would glitch. And so I'd rather them say, we're going to take this out of the next gen versions and we're going to do it correctly. We're going to get in there. We're going to, you know, these will return eventually, but we're going to make sure they are ready to return. And we're not going to give them to you until they are ready. And I appreciate that a lot. Because oftentimes, developers and publishers will succumb to those who are saying, well, this needs to be in here regardless. They put it in there. It sucks. And people are just happy that it's in there. That never made sense to me. So I'm glad that even if they had to gut it, I'm glad they did, because this is a much better game than what we got on the last generation of consoles. Let's talk about the simulation, the AI, if you will. I'm actually pretty impressed with the AI. It's not great. It's not Fire Pro level. But overall, it's better, and it looks better. I talked about those animations earlier. It just makes it look better when you're watching computer versus computer to see who's going to win. It looks more like a wrestling match than ever before. And I couldn't say that about WWE 2K14, which actually I think went the other way. It went the opposite end. It went the more arcade route. This goes the more simulation route. And because of it, I think that I've enjoyed Universe Mode much longer than I would have. Now, let's get in the universe mode. There are still... This mode is still just... To me, it's a placeholder mode, because I think there's something better coming down the pike. But for now, it's pretty much the same as WWE 2K14. You have the rivalries that you can set. You have your random cutscenes that have been in there since the first time universe mode was in. You can customize to an extent. I mean, you can take off shows, you can put shows in. I got rid of SmackDown because SmackDown to me is redundant, and just put NXT there. So I have Raw and NXT every week. And then the pay-per-view at the end of the month, it's not terribly exciting just because it's still so limited in what you can do. It's a sandbox that, to be quite honest, could use some boundaries of some sort. And I really hope 2K thinks about putting in next year or the year after that a franchise mode of some sort into this game. Now, let me explain this to you and my thoughts for a franchise mode in a wrestling game. I think it should be a promotion mode where either you start off with the WWE and you manage the finances and you manage the talent and you book events and all that good stuff, or you have the option of creating a new promotion from scratch, meaning you're going to come up with a logo design, you're going to come up with... you're going to have a certain amount of money to, you know, rent a ring, rent the building, pay talent for that one show, buy a wrestling belt for, you know, to crown a champion, and all this stuff. I think it would be extremely fun to be able to play as a promoter starting from scratch and eventually competing with the WWE. It'd be great if you could share the rosters, so if WWE lets someone go, you could, you know, sign them up for a one-night appearance, and because they just got released, you get a bonus, a multiplier of some sort, because they draw more people, because they were just in the WWE. And I think that would be hugely successful and hugely fun, but I also know that that sort of mode, even if it is in development currently, would take so long and so much money to develop that it may be a pipe dream right now because it may be so far away. That's just my wishes. That's, I guess, not part of the review, but Universe Mode, it's okay. It's serviceable. The fact that you can't bring in custom rings and custom arenas and all that good stuff, it's kind of a bummer, and it will kill the immersion for some folks. But if you just play this as a WWE game, it's actually pretty fun. And while it's nothing to really go on much further about Universe Mode, I'm glad it's in just to have that there. But at some points, I do feel like I could just use a notebook and a pad. What am I talking about? A notebook and a pen to jot down my results from my shows and everything like that, and it'd be the same thing. It does keep track of a few stats, which is nice. You have the rivalry thing with the cutscenes, but again, they're nothing too thrilling. So I really hope Universe Mode is on the short list of things to improve or to redesign for 2K for next year. Let's go ahead and talk about 2K Showcase Mode, because I don't have a whole lot to say about it. 2K Showcase Mode, a little tough to say there, has two episodes currently. It has Hustle, Loyalty, and Disrespect, which is the CM Punk John Cena feud from 2011, I guess, into 2012. But it also has Best Friends, Bitter Enemies, which is chronicling Shawn Michaels and Triple H through 2002, 2003, and into 2004. So, the reason I said I don't have much to say about this is mainly because it's what you already know. They, just like previous versions, they give you matches, they give you match stipulations you have to follow. If you do all that, you unlock more stuff. The quality is, I think it's above average. Obviously, you have the video packages from the WWE, and those play out well. The cutscenes are pretty good, except for the fact that some of these guys don't look great. CM Punk was not scanned for his model, so he looks a little wonky. Vince McMahon as well, he looks a little wonky, so I guess he wasn't scanned. But overall, I mean, it's what you came, what you come to expect from this mode. It's just that I guess you can make the argument that it's not as interesting as 30 Years of WrestleMania or Attitude Era mode. Unless you're really big fans of Triple H, Shawn Michaels, CM Punk, or John Cena, it's just really not going to keep you going. You're going to play through it once, and you'll probably never have the desire to play through it again. But if you do decide to play through it once, that's probably 5 or so hours of gameplay there. Let's head on to the final mode that I will talk about here. And by the way, I want to say... Excuse me, I had to get a drink there. I want to say that they have cut certain matches that they had in previous versions, and that aggravated a few people, but in my experience, it really hasn't hindered the game in any way. So, we'll move on to my career mode now. In my career mode... was something I was looking forward to most. And the reason I was looking forward to that the most is because you can make your own guy and you start from NXT, the Performance Center, and you work your way up to the main roster. So that in itself is pretty interesting. But even more interesting for me is that how you make it up to that roster is by gaining followers, so social media followers. And the way you get social media followers is by putting on good matches, which is excellent. It doesn't really matter if you win or lose. There are some spots where it matters if you win or lose. But for the most part, it doesn't matter. As long as you're putting on good matches, they're going to continue to give you opportunities in this mode to move up to the main roster or to win championships. To me, it's a mode that needs a lot of work. I can't lie. I love the mode, personally. But it is a mode that still needs quite a bit of work in the areas of keeping it interesting. Because there are times where you do get stuck in that rut of doing the same thing over and over again. Sometimes fighting the same people over and over again. And... The mode doesn't do a whole lot to keep things interesting. I've gotten very few cutscenes so far, and I think I'm 13 hours into the mode. I'm on SmackDown right now. I have just Raw to go to get called up to Raw. But I just started getting cutscenes here on SmackDown about 13 hours in. So... there's obviously things that they could do to make this better, but overall, I feel like the mode is the best career mode I've seen in a wrestling game in a very long time, maybe even ever. I used to like WWF Attitude's career mode, because what that would do was that gave you a calendar of shows that you had to do. So you would have to do house shows and tag team with Al Snow, and you know, you'd work your way up the ladder until you got on pay-per-view. And this is essentially the same kind of deal. It's just not, to me, as structured. It's a smart thing to do the VC, which is the virtual currency. You earn virtual currency, and you can spend that to unlock abilities or training sessions to unlock new moves. Everything is an unlock for you at the beginning. You have to train with other wrestlers to get their moves. You have to train with other wrestlers to get their entrances, and... you have to buy abilities. Like if you want to do an OMG moment where you dive to the outside, that's something you have to buy. You don't just get to do it right away. So you're actually working. You're building your wrestler up. And he's learning as he's evolving as he goes. And to me, that's a very interesting idea that they put forth. And I'm thinking that they'll have more up their sleeve next year. Unfortunately, it does fall a little short this year. It just skips over so much. Like, it'll tell you... It feels like you're going, like, a month at a time. So you're wrestling 1 month, and then it'll be the next month. Because it'll tell you, oh, Rey Mysterio won the WWE Championship at Extreme Rules. That's just what I'm going off of here. And then feuds will pop up for you. Yeah, right now, I guess I just started a feud with the Shield. So it's a little bit dated, but you can expect that with wrestling games. At any moment in time, you can change the appearance of your wrestler. You can change the attire. I usually, every pay-per-view that I'm on, I usually change my attire, at least the coloring of the clothing, just to keep it fresh. So they have a good idea here, and I think they're on the right path. They're just not there yet, which is actually a very good metaphor for this whole game. It's just not there yet, but it's such a good foundation that I implore you to actually go out and play it. And it's really tough to say this is a good game, because in some aspects it is a good game. Others, it can use a lot of work. Community creations is a bit hampered because you can only download so many things per day. But there's the new import logo tool, which is amazing, because you can now go into Paint or go into Photoshop or whatever you use. I use Paint.net myself. Go in there, you make your own logo, make sure it's 512 by 512 pixels, and upload it to their site, pull it down on your console, so it's downloaded to your machine, to your hard drive, and you can put that logo on tights, you can make it a tattoo, you can do whatever you want. It's such a great addition to a wrestling game. There are some things that if you try to upload it to their servers, they will deny you. They've been denying Chris Benoit created wrestlers. They've been denying, obviously, porn. So just don't do that and you'll be fine. But I've uploaded Brock Lesnar logo. I've uploaded, Kevin Steen's tattoos. I've uploaded original logos that I've created. And it all works. And it works pretty darn well, too. So that's an exciting feature that you can look to 2K and say, okay, this is 2K's stamp on the game. This is where they're running things, and it's encouraging. There's only 25 created wrestler spots. Obviously, some people are going to be very upset with that and not want to buy the game over it. And I'm starting to get to that 25 spot. And the reason I am, I don't make too many created wrestlers. I only made two so far. But you can edit the WWE superstars that are in the game already. So you can pull, let's for example use Bo Dallas. You can pull down Bo Dallas, which I did, take those stupid tights off, those stupid boots off, and you can dress him up like he's part of the Wyatt family. Or you can take the Undertaker, take the unitard off, or whatever it's called, and you can dress him up as the American Badass Undertaker. Doing this keeps your universe mode fresh, because you can. It's more akin to changing gimmicks than anything else. You know, there's no longer Superstar Threads. This takes the place of Superstar Threads. The bad thing with everything in involving Edit Superstar is that it takes up a created wrestler spot, which obviously is something they're going to have to work on. They're going to have to fix that. It's not a bug or anything. It was just the choice that was made, or maybe it was the limitations, but they got to work on that, because you can't have that happen. There needs to be a separate list for each created superstar or an in-game superstar already. You need to have the separate lists, because I know that's going to make people furious about it too. And so when you start to add these things on top of each other, it's like, well, why would I buy this? It doesn't sound very good at all. It's a game that must be played by wrestling fans to really appreciate it. The improvements in the gameplay are where it's at. The inclusion of a My Career mode is great. It helps with longevity. The 2K showcase is there in case you want to play it, but it's nothing special. Universe mode needs a revamp pretty badly. The only thing I'm not going to tell you about is online mode, because I don't play online. So I don't know how that is. I haven't heard great things, though. The soundtrack is pretty awful, too. I'll put that under presentation. I've turned that off, and yeah. All in all, though, WWE 2K15 is actually a very good game. And I recommend, maybe not for $60, but if you can get this game for maybe $30 to $40, I think it's worth picking up. To me, it was worth picking up for $60. I've had a lot of fun with it, and I personally think it's been worth my $60 so far. I have a few people I've talked with that agree with me. Same thing. It's worth it. Is it something to go out and buy a PlayStation 4 for right now? No, it's not. But, I mean, if you don't have a PlayStation 4 already, you need to go get one anyway, because they're starting to not support the previous gen. Or an Xbox One, whatever you want to get. But I think it's time to start thinking about the upgrade, especially with the deals they've been having lately on the systems. And picking up WWE 2K15. I give WWE 2K15 a 2.5 out of 5. If you're going out of 10, that's a 5 out of 10. The reason why it's so low is because it's a good foundation, but really it has a long way to go. Even the modes that I admire in this game need a lot of work, like My Career Mode, like Universe Mode. But they are on the right track. You might say 5 out of 10 or 2.5 out of 5. How am I going to go pick this up? I'm not going to go pick this up now. It's such a difficult game because I recommend it, but I also am very truthful, and I don't think that this is anywhere near it where it could be. Maybe 3 or 4 years down the road. I hope next year we get a lot of good stuff. But as it is right now, as it is my short review here on this podcast, I give it a 2.5 out of 5 with a recommendation that you go pick it up if you can find it for a price that you're comfortable with. I'll put it that way. Because some people might be comfortable with 60. Some people might be comfortable with only 20. I don't know. But this is a game to be played by wrestling fans. It is a blast to play. And that's going to do it for this week's episode of the Lex Podcast. I know it was kind of short, but I actually have a lot going on this week. We actually got some bad news this week, and so we're dealing with that. But I'm still trying to put out an episode every week for you guys. And hopefully next week we can get Lee together and have a Ringside Report reunion show where we will talk about Ring of Honor then and now, where we will talk about how Ringside Report started and why we left TWR Network. We'll talk a bit about TWR Network as a whole and all that good stuff. Of course, that TWR Network is no more. It's changed into PW Pop. Go check them out, pwpop.com. It's basically the same idea, but different banner, let's say. Not the same people involved the first time around as far as the owners and operators. But yeah, check them out. They're doing good work over there. So also check out rantemradio.com. That's where this show is housed. That is also the home of The Rant. And most of you probably already know this because you're listening to The Rant's feed on Podbean or iTunes or Stitcher, or you listen to this on TuneIn Radio. And we really, really appreciate it. Go check out the other shows, though. The Turnbuckle Throwbacks, The Rant and Wrestling, The Rexplex, all that good stuff. What Are You Reading? Colin Show. So many good shows on Rant EM Radio. I'm sorry for any that I missed, but go check them all out. You can find them all at rantemradio.com. And until next time, you can reach me at lexmarston@gmail.com. That's lexmarston@gmail.com. lexmarston@gmail.com. Or you can find me on Twitter at @the_lexicon. Thanks for listening in. Let me know what you think of WWE 2K15. Am I on the nose? Am I way, way far away? Let me know what you think. Until then, till next time.